Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 31st, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to speak with Beth Kornert. She is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin. Looking forward to talking with Beth. Right now, one of my favorite people in the world to talk to, Mr. Mike Hittner, is here to talk about Historic Point Boss's Pioneer Festival. We're going to preview that. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, James, and everybody in Radioland. Great. Thank you.
How are things over at, before we dive into the event, how are things over at the Historic Point Boss?
Warm. I was cutting grass for 2.5 hours yesterday, and I said, well, I think I'll finish today because it was, you know, we were working all morning, and then we some of us stayed on to cut grass and do stuff. And, of course, the grass keeps growing, though it'll slow down if we don't get some rain. Though they talk in the next 2 or 3 days some rain, which would be good.
Yes, yeah, it should be nice. Hopefully we get some of that.
Yes.
We're looking forward to the Pioneer Festival, as we do every year. I always like to treat these as though somebody listening has not heard of it before and stuff, Mike. So let's start right there. First up, the event is coming up June 10th and June 11th. It's a two-day event.
Two-day event, yeah. And we have... kind of a lot of crafts and pioneer events and things of that sort. As you can see on the flyer I gave you, James, you got hawk throwing, which is tomahawk throwing.
Yeah.
So the public can try it with a guide, so it helps a little bit. And we got tea at one, and we got Abraham Lincoln. And this year is kind of a specialty for us.
Yeah.
Because the 160th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. So he'll be doing a press conference each day at 11 30 and at 2:00 p.m. And then he has a diorama he built of about a 4x4 diorama of Washington, D.C., like in 1860. So we get an idea what it looked like.
Yeah.
Much different than it is today.
Very.
You know, not many of the monuments are up or anything like that. And it's kind of probably more rural, cows wandering around, that sort of thing. So I think that'll be kind of interesting people to see that. So we're looking forward to it. It sounds like a good year and a little something special this year with Abraham Lincoln visiting.
I was going to ask, Mike, I don't remember in years past it having a theme, kind of. This seems new.
Yeah, I think just because it's 160th anniversary and Bryce Stenzel, the one that plays Abraham Lincoln, him and I had contact just before the festival last year. And it was kind of late to do any promo on it, so I told Bryce, let's do it next year. And he said, well, that's good. That's the 160th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. Huh. So we kind of played on that, and so he's coming, so that'll be exciting. He's from St. Clair, Minnesota, so southwestern Minnesota, so it'll be good.
Certainly one of the greatest and most important speeches in American history.
Right.
That's pretty well said. And we're talking about Abraham Lincoln, a Midwesterner. We're talking about somebody from our neck of the woods and everything, too.
Illinois, you know, and a state representative, and then in the Congress, and then also a president, you know, kind of really came out of nowhere, and Republican in a sense that, you know, just down in Ripon is where it was formed, the Republican Party. And it gets its name from something Thomas Jefferson had talked about. And so I think that's how it got its name. So,
and if I feel like I have this off, but if I'm not mistaken, he was our first Midwest president, too, if I believe right.
Yeah, most of the other ones, well, there were some maybe from Ohio or something.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know that.
I don't know if that counts. Yeah.
But it's kind of, but really from the heartland here. And of course, there wasn't any states beyond like Missouri in that, in north, of course, to Wisconsin. Minnesota was just becoming a state. So
the tie-ins are all there.
Yes.
It really fits with the event. And then, like I mean, 160th anniversary, that is pretty cool to be able to do. Is he going to do the actual Gettysburg Address?
Yes. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
that's cool.
He'll do the press conference, and you'll have questions from the audience. And then, of course, he'll have some cheaters with some questions people can ask.
Sure.
He wants them period appropriate because he can't answer those outside of the period.
yes.
So it's not like you can ask, well, what do you think of President Trump? Well,
right.
That sort of thing.
It would be fascinating. It would be very interesting, but not really. It doesn't really fit the theme of the event.
Right, So he'll pass some of those out, and there'll be probably some historians there who will have some good questions, and that sort of thing. And then he'll answer those questions, and at the end of it, he'll give the Gettysburg Address.
Wow.
And then he heads over to the school to talk about his diorama and that sort of thing. So it'll be a nice thing, and, you know, tea at one is right before it in the same tent, and all you have to do is switch from one side to the other. So it's really handy down there as far as convenient how close it is. And I was just looking at this morning, James, that $5 for adults and $2 for students, these are 10-year-old prices. We haven't raised prices in 10 years.
Wow.
At least. I think
that's
it started
important.
Maybe at 3 or 4 for adults, but we've been doing this for 35 years. So, I mean, that's, very family-friendly
yes.
atmosphere, I mean, price-wise and everything like that. You can bring the whole family in, and we always talked about before, you get a membership that day, and it includes the whole family, and then for any other events that are on the site. So, I mean, it's really a good bargain that way.
Yeah. And as we touch on too, when you're purchasing these tickets or that season pass, you're helping them keep history alive at Historic Point Boston. You're
right.
putting back into your community. You're keeping it going for the next generations and everything.
Right.
That is so vital to this. It's also very impressive that you guys have not changed your prices. That really is. I appreciate that. I know that our community appreciates
yeah.
it.
Well, the board has had different arguments or discussions, I should say more correctly, about it. Some wanted to raise it, and there's others of us that want to keep it, especially the children's price really low, because
yeah.
we want to get kids there. That's our future for history and for keeping history going in our communities is the children. So we try to keep that really low. We just got done with our school groups. We had about a dozen school groups in May, and so we were really busy with that, and our last group was from Auburndale last Thursday, so we're kind of catching our breath a little bit because that's all-day activity pretty much for the kids.
You and I are history buffs. We love history. I imagine for you it was similar to me. I was a young. My grandfather got me really into history and showing me books and mm-hmm. and taking me through different spots of Illinois and everything in Chicago. And I just got hooked on history really young. Were you mm-hmm. the same way?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, kind of opposite of Tom. When Tom has been different times, he says, "Well, you know, I learned more about history in the last 30 years than I did through school." But I was kind of a history, geography person in grade school and high school sort of thing. I love those subjects.
To your point about having kids come by, you usually get them young. You get them interested in history young, and the rest of their life, it's a love story.
Yes.
They love learning more and more about history and hopefully, keeping history alive.
And we're always surprised by, the kids coming back from when they came with a school group, then you come with their parents or grandparents, and it's like, I don't know if these kids got anything, second graders, and some of them are acting out a little bit,
mm-hmm.
as kids will, of course.
Yeah.
And I always wonder if they're learning anything. They come in the summer, and it's like osmosis. Grandma and Grandpa, this is how they do this. This is how they do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they absorbed it. You sometimes don't think, children have different way of learning, whether it's hands-on or verbal or whatever it might be, but they all learn differently, and they all seem to learn.
You mentioned tea before, Mike. I see low tea.
Low tea.
What's low tea exactly?
Low tea is early afternoon tea with just maybe some cookies or scones, very light.
Right.
And a high tea would be later in the day, maybe 4 o'clock, where you get, those cucumber sandwiches.
English.
Okay. And so this is meaning that you're not going to get a meal, but you'll get, a little snack. And there's about 4 or 5 different varieties of tea. And Joni does a great job with it, and people really look forward to it.
It's a nice added part to this.
Well, and it's a lot of times we always think, well, only the gals would be interested in it. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of the gentlemen enjoy it, too, because she's very informative, gives a lot of history with it. So, it's a great learning experience besides, sitting down, relaxing, have a beverage. So.
Yeah. One of the funner things that is caught on in the last 5-10 years is axe throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just become a big,
you see
big
it
thing.
Even in the bars and some places are doing it now on a big thing. And so we don't do hawk throwing with children unless they're fourth grade and up.
Yeah.
Fourth grade and up, we'll do hawk throwing with them for one of our activities when the kids' school groups come through. But this is kind of for all those folks that haven't had a chance to try it. and to get a chance with somebody that knows what they're doing, and, mm-hmm. and safety, of course, is always preeminent in everything we do down there.
It's a big difference of throwing this and a baseball. There's a big difference.
I'm more familiar with the baseball myself.
I hear you. Having somebody that's a pro to be able to, because I am excited about trying something like this,
right.
But I want to do it with something smart, like somebody who knows what they're doing here and stuff.
Yeah, they take so many paces from the target. And then it does like 4.5, I forget, so many revolutions, mm-hmm. and then you try to hit it with the, of course, the blade so it sticks. Otherwise, the tendency is that it's going to bounce off or whatever. And the problem with smaller kids when they try it is we have to move them up a little closer because they can't get the distance with maybe because of the weight of the axe or whatever.
Do we know who the instructor is or who's going to be there helping?
It's Whip's son, Jacques, from Appleton area.
Cool.
And he's done a lot of this, and also he does whip demonstrations and that sort of thing, but he's kind of said he'd fill in on this. So we almost always have to have somebody dedicated to it otherwise.
Yeah.
And spread out the time so somebody comes in the morning, they could do it, or in the afternoon. So,
and just I'd love to give shout-outs to the people that help out, the people that are given of their time to these events and everything.
Yeah.
So appreciate him doing that.
Yeah. That's one of those things that we take for granted, but without our volunteers, we would be nowhere. And we've talked about that, and we'll always maybe the last 2 minutes of our segment save a little bit for volunteerism and that sort of thing. Also on Saturday, we'll have fiddle and guitar music. Don and Amy Pollock from Stevens Point will be there, and they've entertained before at the Winter Feast and other times. And I talked to them, and I don't know if they'll do it, but I think they were going to prepare to do Hail to the Chief.
Wow.
Hail to the Chief came about in Andrew Jackson's term in office and has been used ever since. So it'll be kind of fun that they're going to be there about 11 until 3 on Saturday, on a Saturday only. And then we got a quilting group called the Material Girls. They're going to be quilting down there. And they've got a quilt they're going to raffle, and they'll be selling some raffle tickets. And we got soap making and pie baking and ice age encampment, flint napping, rifle making, snowshoes, Navajo-style weaving, tatting.
Wow.
River pilot, blacksmithing, navigational and tracking, birch bark baskets, everything.
My goodness.
Something for please everybody.
Yes.
So all they have to do, and we'll have a little map when they come there so they kind of know where everything is so they can go tracking around.
I was going
to
ask.
Okay. And we started a new thing with children now. We give a passport, and they get it stamped everywhere, and then they get a little gift bag at the end, and so they go to each of the buildings, and then they get their passport stamped, and kids really get into that sort of thing.
Adults too. That's a fun thing.
Surprising how many adults ask for it also.
Yes, I imagine. you just listed off a ton of great things there. Mm-hmm. Any of those new, or any of those stand out to you that are new-ish?
I would say the Ice Age encampment. He's only been there 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
And he goes way back to almost Ice Age. He does flint napping, and he does spear throwing and that sort of thing. And so it's before our period, but anything is kind of appropriate as long as it's before, not too much after. Though Lincoln, we're tweaking a little bit because that's 1860s, and we usually go up to 1860. And by the way, Abraham Lincoln was in the militia that fought in the Black Hawk War, so he was up in Wisconsin, not this far. He was up,
right on.
Probably about halfway up Wisconsin, not in our area. But
yeah.
So it's kind of a nice little interesting thing. Navajo style weaving is interesting.
I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, no, certainly it didn't happen around here because we have different tribes in this area. But this gentleman does it and does it very correctly and has done this for a number of years. And really does a great job. Bill White is his name, and he's from Minneapolis area. And so he comes every year, and it's. I just sit there, enjoy it. It's almost meditative, this weaving sort of thing, or anybody does quilting or knitting. It's almost meditative, and has a certain relaxing just aura to it.
I was talking to, and I think many have seen a lot of the stories and stuff in the last couple of years of, I have a Native American friend that I was talking to about this, where they're working so hard to keep the culture alive, certain aspects of the culture, especially the language, the spelling, and a lot of that. And I was listening to him talk and reading some articles, and I immediately thought of you guys at the Historic Point Boss and how it's such a similar thing going on of wanting to keep history alive, wanting to keep these traditions fresh to people, keep these stories going. So bringing that in is such an interesting tie-in and such an interesting addition to this.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those things that we try to get as much. He's not a Native American, but he's doing Native American crafts. But we try to get as much interest in Native American things as we can, because they were our predecessors here for thousands of years. And so we can interpret their history, but we can make it available to people that do interpret or try to interpret their history. So
well said. It's
kind of a fine line there. Don't want to be doing their thing, because certainly we're going to interpret it wrong, but we like to make it available to them if they can.
A ton of respect for that. Yeah, that's a perfect balance. That's a great one. Right. That's nice. That's a fun one. There is nothing but fun to do. There's somebody, you literally have covered every base. You have something for everybody. That is really fun. Right.
And then menu food is available all day. Prairie dog, which is a hot dog with fry bread bun.
Nice.
And we got a regular hot dog. We got a game burger that has venison and ground beef. And we got pig in a blanket, shredded pork in a bun. And then we got a new one, pig chiasta. That's bacon, cheddar cheese with pasta.
Ooh.
Pig chiasta.
That's all right. Yeah, I like
that
the name.
Sound good?
Yeah, that does sound good.
And then, of course, there's fry bread with cinnamon sugar and any condiments you want on, and pickle on a stick, and baked goods, and Stevens Point brewery sodas, lemonade, water, this sort of thing. And the menu is always very reasonable, so it's not like it's going to cost you a fortune down there to eat or anything. So
the affordability is really great, and again, every penny you're spending, it is going to be helping the community, helping Historic Point Boss keep doing what they're doing. And that makes it a lot easier to open up the wallet, the purse, that kind of thing.
Right, and it's one of those things that certainly this whole event is a fundraiser. And we mean that in both ways, FUND fundraiser and FUN fundraiser. And we try to make it reasonable for families to come down and keep things reasonable for them. It's not like we only do one event a year, so we don't have to count on this as our whole year, what we take in or anything. And so every time we're open, we're fundraising, really. So
June 10th and June 11th, 10 to 5 on Saturday, June 10th, and 10 to 4 on Sunday, June 11th. And we'll touch on those dates again before we wrap up. But I did want to talk about some of the other things available to people out there. I know that the school year is wrapping up. Are you guys still doing tours during the summer?
We ended up with our last school tour, as I mentioned, last Thursday. But you can certainly contact us through our website or our phone number that's on our website. If anybody's coming down into the Lakes area, and say a couple families or one family wants to come and tour, and we're not happen to be open on the week or weekend when they're here, we certainly can make arrangements for them to come and tour at a reasonable cost. And it kind of makes it available so we don't spread our volunteers too thinly, but we can also adapt to people's different schedules. So that's something we instituted last year, and I think we had about four or five different groups that came in and toured during the summer, early fall. So try to make that available again this year.
Trying to think of the next event that you have coming up after Pioneer Festival. Would that be your whodunit?
Yes, one of your favorites.
Yes, you knew I was going to touch on it at least once.
I emailed Luke about a week ago and said, how are you coming on the whodunit skit and that sort of thing? And so I haven't heard from him. He's probably working on it. Plus, he's got his regular work, and he's got two little girls, so he's busy. But he starts usually about the time of the festival, and then he works on it. And so that'll be, I believe it's July 30th, 2 to 5 p.m. So
we'll talk more about it when we get closer to it, but I always like to let people know about these things. Hopefully, they can bookmark it in their head and make sure to save the date, kind of.
Right.
And we always encourage volunteers.
Yes.
Mike and the gang, we want you guys around for another 100 years doing this and everything. But I'd also like you to have a break sometimes, too.
Yeah, I just had my birthday yesterday, 75. So, maybe another 20 years or so I can volunteer. But eventually, probably going to have to give it up. But hopefully there is some younger people there take my place. And that's true of all of us that are volunteering. We're always looking. And we have gotten some people in the last couple of years now, some younger folks that have come down and started volunteering. Not quite on a regular basis. I used to be able to do that because I had my own business, and so I could arrange that I had personnel at the store, and then I could go down and take a half a day or a day off. But not everybody has that ability because they might be working shift work or in a hospital or something where they have scheduled days. But we're open to any volunteers, whether they just want to come and work at the gate or call up people or you know, do some emailing or something like that, or if they want to come down and interpret or help clean up the grounds and maintain the grounds and buildings.
You just heard right there, there's a number of different ways to volunteer, a number of different ways to work around your schedule to help out. And you're you know, not everybody can put dollars and cents into their community, but most of us have an hour or two to kill where right. we can do things like that around the facility and help out.
And we've never had a volunteer that we didn't use or utilize. So, I mean, we can use you in whatever capacity that you're available for.
If people are interested in that, what's the best?
Contact us through our website, or we also have a phone number on our website, or you can call me personally at 715-421-2061 anytime, so, or leave a message, whatever. So it'd be great to get some more volunteers.
To our out-of-town listeners, you can also contribute to the Historic Point Boss. Just go to their website, historicpointboss.com, and you can donate through there. Greatly appreciate you doing that. We have had many listeners enjoy this segment that don't live in town here.
Right.
So if you do come to visit, stop by the Historic Point Boss. Maybe even make it a time where you're coming to visit around, June 10th, and so you can take in the Pioneer Festival right. and everything.
Well, and we've tried to been making more contact with our friends down at Sand Valley, because they bring in people from all over United States, basically.
Yeah.
And when they come in, sometimes maybe the spouse doesn't golf or isn't an avid golfer, so maybe they're looking for something to do for those men or women. Mm-hmm. And a tour at our site is always reasonable, and it's only about 10 miles from them. It's really
yeah.
close. So this is the sort of thing that we're looking at in the Lakes area and, of course, anywhere in the Wisconsin Rapids vicinity.
That is really smart. That is a very smart move. But before we go over the dates of the Pioneer Festival and everything, I did have one last note that I wanted to get to, and it was rewinding to yesterday and wishing you a happy birthday, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I think Pam, when she called up and reminded me of my appearance this morning, she says, well, by the way, happy birthday, and I had the same thing. I went to the bank yesterday and cashed a check, and she said, well, of course, you have to prove your ID thing. So she saw my birthday on there, says, oh, happy birthday. So, yeah.
going back to your work and the establishing of Family Natural Foods, to your work with your Historic Point Boss, your legacy in this area is set, sir. We greatly appreciate everything you have done, everything you've put back into here, not to mention your kids. Yeah. I mean, you and your family, we greatly appreciate you.
Already talked to Katrina this morning. She says, well, Stephen's going to be gone for a little bit of a vacation. In fact, we'll be with him, too, for part of it. But she says, well, Dad, can you help out? Because I got two appearances with James, she said, and one of those maybe you can help out with. That would be great. Yeah.
It's nice for her to have some backup. Yeah, it ain't easy to deal with me one-on-one. You know what it's like. You know what it is. Pioneer Festival with Historic Point Boss coming up Saturday, June 10th from 10 to 5, and Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4, celebrating the 160th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
Right.
One more time, Mike, do you mind if we go through the details of the event, the layout here?
Yes, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturday and goes to 5 p.m. and welcome anybody comes down. All the buildings will be open, everything from the school, the house, the cabin, the bunkhouse, all those buildings will be open. Abraham Lincoln will have a press conference both days at 11:30 and 2 o'clock, and the low tea is at 1 o'clock. And hawk throwing 11:30 and 2:30 both days. Music on Saturday 11 to 3, and of course all the campers and the displayers will be showing their materials and what they're capable of doing every day for both of those days. So we welcome everybody to come down. Food's on the site, very reasonable to come and spend a day down there with us. And we by choice don't serve any alcohol because we want this as a family event and don't want anything that might happen because of that.
Yeah. It is going to be a fun event. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to talking to you again real soon, Mike. Yep. Thanks a lot for the time.
Yeah, thanks, James, and everybody in WFHR land.
Find out more by going to historicpointboss.com. That's all one word, historicpointboss.com. Take a break and come back with more Morning Magazine here at WFHR.